Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 through 8. Jesus appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. After Jesus' death on Good Friday, his disciples were scattered and scared for their lives. Their leader was dead. Their enemies held all the power. It was only a matter of time until this following of Jesus fell apart. But that never happened. And instead of dissolving, the Jesus following slowly grew. The disciples of Jesus came out of hiding and started boldly teaching about Jesus. A skeptic of Jesus became the leader of the church in Jerusalem. And someone who tried to imprison and kill the followers of Jesus turned into the greatest missionary for Jesus. What happened? Jesus appeared to them, not beaten, battered, and broken, but alive and well. Jesus had been dead. He was executed by professional Roman soldiers. But he rose from the dead and started showing people that he held the keys to death. Jesus' change from death to life changed the people who witnessed him alive. Fear turned into confidence. Doubt turned into faith. Persecution turned into the right kind of zeal. Jesus' resurrection from the grave was life-changing. It still is. Jesus' resurrection means we have a sure hope of eternal life. It means that because Jesus went through death and came out alive on the other side, we will too. It means that whatever this world throws at us, Jesus will get us through it. It means that Jesus is who he says he is and will keep all his promises. It means he is your Savior from sin. That is life-changing. So let us keep the festival to which the Lord invites us. Christ is himself the joy of all, the sun that warms and lights us. Now his grace to us imparts eternal sunshine to our hearts. The night of sin is ended. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.